Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody has like a mixtape, you know what I'm saying? And some people have a guitar, you know what I'm saying? And that they do, and I'm talking about on top of playing sports too as well. So they actually have two loves, but they just happen to be better at one of them. You know what I'm saying? So today we're talking about rappers and athletes. Who is your favorite? Like, who is your favorite artist? You know what I'm saying? And who's your favorite athlete? You know, do they intertwine with one another? I put on my Instagram, man. My Instagram is Soar Petey Pete. You guys can go check this out. And I actually started off with Sean Kemp. Y'all remember Sean Kemp back in the day when that was the Seattle Supersonics? Hey, Supersonics, Seattle Supersonics. Yes, man, back in the day. Sam Perkins, Gary Payton. Y'all remember back in the day, man? One of my favorite memories, though. I'm a huge Michael Jordan fan. Yes, but they actually ended up losing to the Chicago Bulls, and that's whenever Jordan actually had just lost his dad, man. So shout out to the Bulls right there. But we're talking about Sean Kemp. Sean Kemp went go hard in the paint, brother. What you think, brother? Leave that brother stanky, brother. Ah! And then and Sean Kemp will go on there and just smash on you, man. Nowadays, you got who? Zion Williamson. Yes, man, he throws down hard in the paint, you know. But we're going back to the 90s, man. And if I can relate to one rapper of Sean Kemp and one rapper's music, and this rapper has actually been dropping a lot of knowledge on some people nowadays, man. He got his own reality show with his own wife, and her name is Tammy. And I'm talking about Waka Flocka Flame, Waka Flocka Flame, hey, Waka Flocka Flame, Waka Flocka Flame. I can actually compare Waka Flocka and Gucci Mane to Sean Kemp and Gary Payton, but I'm going to save that to on another show. But yes, man, we're talking about Waka Flocka Flame and Sean Kemp. In my opinion, those two arts combined with one another, because if you really sit down and watch Sean Kemp went hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? That's where he was. That's where he was at, man. And back in the day, you had Alonzo Mourning. You had Mr. Matumbo. Don't you bring that up in here, boy. Don't bring that up in here, boy. Yes, man, you can go look at the highlights on my Instagram, SoarPDP, and you can see what Sean Kemp doing on. Listen, oh, don't you come in here. No. Yes, do it on Mr. Mutombo. Shout out to him, too, as well. Hit the ghetto bell for Mr. Mutombo. Ding, ding, ding. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Sean Kemp, man, came out, had a wonderful career. Ended up playing on two teams, I believe. But he was mostly the greatest impact on the Seattle Supersonics, who ultimately ended up being the Oklahoma City Thunder, which I am older. I'm older than Oklahoma City Thunder. That's why I don't really rock with them that much. You know, me being from Oklahoma, and I'm like, I'm older than that team. Man, where the Bulls at? You know, that's just how it is, man. Some people wish for something their whole life, but then whenever they get it, they always take it for granted, you know, because I always was just like growing up, man, I just want a pro team. But then we got a pro team. I was like, oh, man, their colors is whack. You know, it's like, man, oh, man, they got Kevin Durant. Man, he did the Red Raiders wrong. Man, they got Russell Westbrook. You know what I'm saying? They had James Harden. Oh, they got beat by the Golden State Warriors. Man, a good thing I'm not a Thunders fan, but that was just me being young and dumb. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Oklahoma City Thunder. The things I would do just to make it to a Thunder game. But now I'm in Lubbock, Texas, and we got Texas Tech, which is, I love Texas Tech, but it's not a pro team. But anyways, the point that I'm trying to make is I think a lot of people took Sean Kemp for granted. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember playing with him on NBA Jams. You remember when them shoes would light up on NBA Jam? Oh, you couldn't stop them. You know what I'm saying? It's like you would go hard in the paint. What you thinking, brother? Got to leave you stinking, brother. Rah! Because when Walker Flocka came into the rap game, he came in there raw. That was actually one of his, not his biggest hits. His biggest hit is, girl, you know you got me in a trance. You wanna do it. You know, that's him and Wale, and I can't even think of the other rapper's name, man. That dude, he was on top for a little while, too, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to both of them guys and also Waka Flocka, man. But Waka Flocka came into the GAME in the rap game, and he came in hard in the paint. He had his mama on his team, which is his manager, you know, and she managed Gucci. You want to know who else she managed? Nicki Minaj, yes, man, and Walker's mom is actually one of the biggest gangsters in the game, too, and actually finessed a lot of people to get there, and she ended up getting her son there, and he said he went hard in the paint. What you thinking? Gotta leave you stinking. Rah! But now, fast forward, man, he's been on Celebrity Boot Camp along with his wife, Tammy Rivera, and now he got his own show now called What the Flocka. And what I got to say about that is he's doing it right. And now he understands that he ain't got to rap for the rest of his life. You seen how some people is. You're like, man, why are you still rapping, bro? Or why are you still acting, man? You got enough money. But some people just love. They're not doing it for the money, but they love the art of it. But Walker is vocal about him just basically doing it for the money. He's like, I done made $30 million in the rap game. He's like, what am I doing? You know what I'm saying? Now he has a trucking company. He has a medical staff, a traveling medical staff company. I was just watching on his TV show yesterday that he's saying that's part of the business that he has too. He has multiple businesses, but now he's about to start working on another album. You know, so he's basically saying he went hard in the paint, just like Sean Kemp did, and then he don't dip on up out of there, just like how Sean Kemp did. So shout out to both of them, and that's where I feel like those, both his rap career and Sean Kemp's basketball career, kind of intertwined with one another. They got in and they got out, you know what I'm saying? And one of my favorite players I was just talking about, man, but he just got diagnosed with the corona. Hopefully he is all right. I'm talking about Mr. Kevin Durant. If Kevin Durant's rap career was synonymous with somebody in the music game, I got to say it's J. Cole. Lights, please. Lights, please. Turn off the lights. Man, but you know what? Arguably, I think that's too easy. I think that's too easy, man. I think Kevin Durant, because Kevin Durant got him a ring. You know what I'm saying? J. Cole, he got him a – well, I think he's come close, but even J. Cole would still say, I think true hip-hop artistry Yes, J. Cole is up there. But when it comes to album sales and coming to being liked, and well, everybody knows their name, everybody knows KD. So, but everybody first was in love with KD, right? He came went to the University of Texas, and people loved him there besides his haircut. You know what I'm saying? I remember being watching him in the stands here at Texas Tech. We was like, who is this tall dude doing shooting fadeaway threes? Put it on us like that. It ended up being Kevin Durant. He got drafted after his first year at University of Texas, went to the Seattle Supersonics. Then they changed their name to the Oklahoma City Thunder, and then everybody loved KD. He's so humble. Oh, there was a tornado in Moore, Oklahoma. Man, it just blew the place off the rip. Yes, me being from Oklahoma, I know what that is like, so I could only imagine. But it just basically tore out the whole town. But what did Kevin Durant do? Donated $1 million. People love Kevin Durant for that, man. He was a people's person. But what he couldn't do was get over the hump against the Golden State Warriors. They was up three games to one, and they came back and beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. But you want to know, and then it ended up winning the NBA championship that year. But what did Kevin Durant do? He went and joined the team that was beating him. He went and joined the team that beat him from going to the NBA Finals. I personally thought Kevin Durant was going to be another Michael Jordan if he was going to stay there in Oklahoma City with James Harden and Russell Westbrook, who was both now on the Houston Rockets. But that being said, he ended up being one of the most hated athletes. The media start coming out there. That was the weakest move in NBA history. That's worse than LeBron going to the Miami Heat, because the Golden State Warriors was already good without KD. They had just won the championship, the NBA championship. That was already good. So people hated him from that. So who was synonymous to Kevin Durant in the rap game? Think about it. It's not even just in the rap game, but in the music game. Who was synonymous to Kevin Durant? I'll give you a second. Who was one artist that people loved? They loved. But now people can't stand him. It's like, oh, his man, he's crazy. He needs some help. He's with a Kardashian. He's hashtag mega. He used to be George Bush don't like black people. Yes, I'm talking about Kanye West. Kevin Durant, Kanye West. Everybody loved Kanye whenever he came into the game. He started out as a producer, produced the Blueprint, just about every track on there, I think, with the Blueprint 3 for Jay-Z. And Jay-Z was like, oh, you're a soulful brother, huh? You know what I'm saying? And that's before his car accident. Then he had his car accident, and he prophesized everything that he was going to do. You know what I'm saying? Some people say it's arrogance. I just think he just knew what he wanted, and he went to go get it. You know what I'm saying? He talked some things into fruition, and then he made sure he did his part, and not only just asking God to bless him, but he actually did his part too as well. But everybody loved Kanye West. That threw the wire, and then it went it out. When it all falls down, hey, I'm telling you all, it all falls down. Oh, that's my jam, man. Hey, what does he say? And the prettiest people do the ugliest things, for the robes, the riches, and diamond rings. He shine books, people hate us. What he say? Because we the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres. Before that paper, just look how low you a scoop. But even though you still a brother, you still a brother in a coop. I know I kind of messed that up. But hey, when it all falls down. Hey, but everybody loved Kanye West when he first came out. I know. Then he came up. Jesus walked. Jesus showed me the way, because the devil was trying to break me down. Jesus walked in me. Hey, man, Kanye did that back in the day. Then he had what? Late registration. Ride slow, homie. Ride slow, homie. You never know, homie. You never know, homie. Ooh, Kanye. You want the old Kanye. You want the soul Kanye. But Kanye. and that was really Kanye. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But then people grew to hate him once he started getting with the Kardashians, and then he just started going off the deep end. He went from totally opposite, did a totally, I can't even say 180. He did a total 360, man. And so what he did was, because he calls himself now a free spirit, he's up at the White House. I love this man. I love this man. And Trump didn't even know what to think about it. He was looking at him, hey, get your boy. Get your boy. You know what I'm saying? But he was up in there with Jim Brown, arguably the best running back that ever lived and one of the best people who got black people's interest at the end of the DAY. But Kanye just kind of took it to a whole nother level in there with a mega hat on. And I believe, hey, to each his own, do what you do. But it was like he's purposely trying to manipulate people on going a certain way whenever they just trying to get all the facts and just trying to understand what's going on instead of some people trying to force them what's going on. But when Kanye was trying to put it as in like, I'm not about to join the mob, you know what I'm saying? And always talking about like Democrats this and liberals that. I'm like, what's going on, Kanye? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, but not knowing most of minority people, we love Donald Trump, but just whenever he came out talking all that racist stuff and all that bigot stuff, then we was like, nah, we gonna chill on that. You know what I'm saying? But Kanye looking at that as in, oh man, he's just like me. He beat everybody. Nobody thought he was gonna win. You know what I'm saying? But he ended up winning. And so Kanye just kind of, I don't know what it was, man. You remember when you first found Jesus for the first time, you went to a church camp, or you finally understand what was going on at church, so you got high off Jesus, and then you start just talking outside your head, you know what I'm saying, not really knowing exactly what you're talking about, but you're so passionate about it, but you're loud about it, and you just want people to learn. And that's just how I feel like Kanye West was. He finally got a little bit of knowledge and something, and then he just was just like, man, this is him. And I'm a free thinker. Yes, you can be a free thinker, you know, but you can keep that stuff to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't be out here trying to manipulate people. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that people started to hate Kanye. You know what I'm saying? But then people start to love him again when he started doing the Sunday choir service. You see how that comes back around? Just like with Kevin Durant, people start to love him again, even while he was on the Warriors. But then he got traded. He was like, okay, now I'm going to rock with you. But he ended up getting hurt. Hurt his Achilles, and now he's still hurt. Kanye West went off the deep end. Kanye West said something that was really smart. He said that if you sprain an ankle, you're going to rehab that ankle. How come it cannot be like that whenever we have a mental breakdown? You know what I'm saying? Now, why can't it be like that when we have a mental breakdown? So, but he didn't really say a mental breakdown. It's just like when we go through something and everybody turn their back on us. Why can't we exercise our mind like we exercise our physical bodies, like with a bicep, a calf muscle, up on your chest? How, like, we have to rehab that. How come we can't rehab our mind? Like Trent Shelton say, it's rehab time. Uh-huh. But, yeah, man, those are the two artists I wanted to compare, man. Kevin Durant, also with Kanye West, arguably two of the best people in each of their art forms, and also Sean Kemp. Hey, keep doing your thing. Also with I compared him to Waka Flocka Flame. Check out What the Flocka, man. I believe it comes on every Thursday. And Sean Kemp, man, if you're out there, hit your boy up. You know what I'm saying? I love to interview you on my podcast, Soar With Me. And Soar With Your Boy, PDP. We got about over 80,000 listeners out there weekly. So I just want to say this. Do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true. And I got more artists I'm going to be comparing. Jay-Z, I got Earth, Wind, and Fire, I got Magic Johnson, I got Prince, I got the Dream Team, of course, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, I'm doing them all, but right now, head over to my Instagram, Soar PDP, you can go ahead and check that video out about Waka Flocka, and Sean Kemp. So go check that out, man. Peace and love. Hey, y'all be safe. Stay at home. Stay at home. Stay at home so we can get over this quarantine stuff so we can go back to our everyday life. That's the word on the street. No, it's not word on the street. I'm so used to saying that, though. But, hey, that's so with me. So with your boy, PDP. Peace and I'm out.